Therefore, he's told next here, verse 17, and again we have it, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, eat thy bread with quaking, and drink thy water with trembling and with anxiety." Now, that's quite a stunt he's going to pull. He brings his table out in the street, and he sits there, and he's trembling as he eats. And there people come and says, "What's the matter with you? Having a chill? Or is this something that you ate?" And he said, "No. I want you to know what's happening over yonder in Jerusalem. There's famine over there. There's fear over there. God is destroying that city. That's what I want you to know." What a tremendous message, you see, that this was that he's giving. Now, we have here in this next one, he says in verse 22, "Son of man, what is that proverb that ye have in the land of Israel saying, the days are prolonged and every vision faileth?" They're saying, why, Jeremiah was wrong and Ezekiel's wrong, and you can see we're still in the land. The thing that Ezekiel is saying, I want you to know, God says that he's been patient, but it's all up now. And the thing that's going to happen is that the captivity is coming, and God's not going to wait any longer. Verse 28, "Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged any more, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord God." And my friend, you can write it down. I know it's not popular today. Everybody wants to say that it's going to be beautiful out yonder in front. The only beautiful thing out yonder in front is the fact that one of these days the Lord Jesus will take his church out of the world. And that's the only hope we have. This world's not going to get better. And we're not going to have peace. Oh, we've had intervals of it, as I gave the other day, of recorded history. There have already been 5,000 wars. There was only in the entire history of the human race, there's been only 200 or 300 years of what could actually be called peace in the world. And man today is not building a new world as he thinks that he is.